Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, we got a lot of real professional football players in here that understand what's asked for them, or asked of them, I should say. And, you know, they're just trying to do their job and feel the best that they can feel for Sunday. And, you know, it's a constant grind each and every week, and that's why this league's so hard.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen right there. The Bills and Josh will take on Lamar and the Ravens on Sunday. These are the two, as of right now, they might be 1 and 2 in the MVP discussion.
They are by the odds.
Right? Is it Lamar first, Josh second?
Josh is back above him. In fact, he is by a lot.
Because Lamar is playing incredible right now.
Yeah.
Not that Josh isn't, but Lamar's been amazing.
It was a weird week, actually, for the MVP odds, now that you're mentioning like the MVP candidates, because after Sunday, Jackson vaulted to the top as the MVP favorite.
Interesting.
Since, there's been a wild swing to where Allen's odds have skyrocketed. And maybe that just comes simply put, they made Jackson the favorite, Allen's odds went down, and everybody bet Josh Allen. Because now Josh Allen is plus 300 to win MVP, and Jackson's plus 550. So, but they are the top two. You know who's third?
Mahomes.
Nope. He's fourth.
Can't be Brady.
No.
Cannot be Brady. It's not Justin
Brady.
Herbert.
Brady's actually way down tied with Trevor Lawrence.
Tua.
Nope.
Ooh.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I should have guessed him. He is playing great. He is playing great. He really is.
He is the only NFC player in the top eight for MVP odds. Everybody
else. Who saw
is
that
AFC.
Coming? Who saw that coming?
The Eagles?
Jalen Hurts specifically.
Hurts.
I mean, the Eagles I thought would be pretty good, and they're not in a very hard division. The division's not super, they don't have a load of great teams.
Might be the easiest in football right now.
Yeah.
He was the most MVP, he was the most bet on player for MVP before the season.
Mm.
So, bettors maybe would answer that, hey, I saw it coming. Yeah, plus 5,000 odds. No, because what was the story on him? What was the book on Hurts? He can run. He's very efficient. He can create off of structure. But the same arm strength questions they had about Tua, they had about Jalen Hurts. And like Tua, he started throwing the ball down the field this year, and it's working. So
yeah.
I thought he would be good, but no, I didn't think MVP candidate was in his range of outcomes.
Speaking of bets, Joe, I hit a 5-event parlay last night.
Wow. Okay. What were the legs?
I'm going to give that to you in a second. I think we might have Sean McDermott here in just a moment. So I'm going to tease everybody with that. I'm going to tease everybody.
Sal's 5-leg parlay.
I had a 5-event parlay. Five-leg parlay that I nailed last night.
Well, now what you'll have to do is create another one and use that as evidence. Hey, guys, everyone.
I know.
This is my gig now. I'm
good.
Oh,
my gosh. So, yeah, absolutely. So I'll have to do that for sure. So I'll tell you all about that. Of course, last night the Bengals did beat the Dolphins. We'll talk more about that as well. We're going to get into injuries from head coach Sean McDermott here in a little while. Not Sean. We don't have Sean right now. Okay. We'll wait on that. Sorry. Here, I'll give it to you. All right?
All right.
So we are waiting on Sean McDermott. We will have him. Sorry. I saw our producer back there.
Someone is calling the hotline.
I know. So. Someone's calling the hotline. Yeah. That's what we do. We have somebody call the hotline. No, that wasn't Sean McDermott calling the hotline. Was it like your mom or someone like that calling you to remind you of something? What was going on there? Did your mom have the hotline number?
Tell our boss to get off the phone. We're going to clear the phone lines here.
Got to clear the hotline. I know. That would be the best way. We have cell phones these days, but right? Yeah, that would be the best way to get you if he wanted to get in touch with you, right?
The hotline?
Either Evan. Evan's our producer. If your mom or dad or girlfriend or someone like that wanted to get in touch with you, the hotline would be the best way. Because you're working, you can always excuse the cell phone, right? You can just press no, decline, or ignore a text. But if the hotline rings, dude, you got to answer it.
It's your office number.
You could talk to us. It's okay. It's okay to talk to us.
It's your office number, basically.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah.
So, So anyway, Evan doing a good job, but we did not have the...
I don't think in all my years here I've ever had family call one of those numbers.
Would they know? Would your family know the hotline number?
No.
We're not giving it out in the air here, by the way, folks, so don't be looking for that.
They would know the call-in number.
That's right.
So, maybe. Have they ever called the call? No, not even to get on air. I was going to say, have they even called to get on air?
Oh, wait. I call the hotline a lot.
Dad, I'm not putting you on the air to talk about,
I call the hotline.
Tyrod was.
That is why I do it, though. I don't call you on your cell. If there's something going on with an article or a piece of Bill's information that I need you guys to know, I call the hotline.
Right. Well,
and the reason is because I know you got to pick up.
Yes. Well, right. And there's a lost art in, do you keep your ringer on? Vibrate on?
When I'm on the air, I don't. But I generally do.
I usually have it off. And part of the reason is I have it off when I'm on the air and I forget to turn the vibrate back on. So, yeah, my phone, I might go a few minutes without seeing it. That, it's like,
right.
You can't, you have to do it. It's, again, lost art of phone calling. When you have a ringer like that, you can't just let it go.
No. I mean, so for example, when I leave practice, if there's a whole bunch of sound and somebody said something, I'll call the hotline to tell Evan or Joe or Zach. I'll say, hey, just so you know, they'll pick up the hotline. They know it's me. It sees our caller ID. What's up, Sal? I'm bothering them again. But I need to tell you, hey, I just got out of the locker room. This guy said this. And you got the sound. I just sent it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a situation. Otherwise, I know if I text it, you're working. I don't know if you're ever going to see it for 2 hours.
Yes, right, exactly.
All right, 803-0550 if somebody does want to call us. That's the number you can call, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott in a minute. Here's my five-leg parlay that I won last night. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. These were all, it came down to the final drive, as these things usually do, Joe. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to win this thing. I won it for two reasons. One, something that did happen, and one, something that didn't. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, I took the Bengals on the money line.
Love it. I did the same thing.
All right.
Yep.
Second of all, anytime touchdown guy, Joe Mixon.
Okay.
I took Joe Mixon to score a touchdown. I figured he's going to get in the end zone at some point. He got in the end zone.
They love to run the ball in third and short at the goal line, too. So that's a good bet.
Okay. Next was, I did not think they would run the ball a lot, but I thought they would throw the ball. So I'm looking at Burrow. His over-under passing yardage was 273.5.
Okay.
I went over. 287 he hits.
You really needed that Higgins touchdown. Wow, that was a lot of that.
Here's what I really needed, though. The last pass to Ja'Marr Chase. Chase had 40-something yards.
Okay.
He connects on that last pass. I had him at 75.5 and over. Over 75. He wound up with 81 because of the final pass late in the game. Ja'Marr Chase.
And this happened, I didn't make it to the end of the game. With final two drives was the chase pass?
Okay, and because of that, guess this is the other part of it. So Chase, I had over 75.5 yards. He hits 81 because of the 41-yard pass.
Okay.
Because he gets down to the 5, I win because of this. I had Mixon under 64.5 yards. He couldn't get a 10-yard run. It could only be a 5-yard run.
That's beautiful.
So I knew once that happened, dude, give it to Mixon. I don't care.
Yeah.
I was winning by 8 yards. He had only 5 yards to go, unless he went backward.
Yeah.
And then he had a forward run after that. So here they were. Bengals money line, Mixon touchdown, Chase over 75.5 yards receiving, Burrow over 273.5 passing, Mixon under 64.5, and he had 61, Joe.
Right. So what's interesting is I had a parlay of my own that didn't hit. I did bet the Bengals money line. One thing that came out of last night that if you were betting, maybe you noticed, Raheem Mostert, last night, I knew this because I have a zero running back fantasy team, which essentially means I didn't draft running backs till the end.
Right.
And Mostert's one of my guys, cheap dart throw guy, right? And he's been not great through a couple of games of the season. He gets 8-9 touches, but that's about it. Tua goes out. All they were doing was throwing the football. They have one of the highest pass rates in football, right? Tua goes out, and this will be something to keep note of when the Dolphins probably have to play games without Tua. We'll see, though.
Mm-hmm.
What did they turn into? They turned into a run team. They lined Bridgewater up under center. They put Alex Ingold, their fullback, out onto the field, and they were running Raheem Mostert between the tackles. Mostert last night, because he's more of the first and second down back. At times, Edmonds is more dynamic, pass catcher. He's good. He's better than Mostert. But Look at what Mostert got last night. 15 carries. He hadn't had 11 was his high before that. 8 and 5 the other two games. He had 15 last night, most of which came in the second half. 3 targets through the air. So he had 18 opportunities yesterday, Raheem Mostert. And to me, where I missed on Tua coming into this year was, thought he was pretty much the same quarterback as Teddy Bridgewater. He's a play it safe, don't turn the ball over, get it to my playmakers, don't take a lot of shots down the field. That's really been Teddy Bridgewater his whole career, right? Last night, you saw at least a stark difference in style, because they went from pre-snap motion, shotgun, passes down the field with Tua. It wasn't always working. The pick was terrible. With Tua, Bridgewater comes in, and they just, I mean, they played a very elementary, very, you know, not very creative style of offense. And we'll have to, you know, there's a division race to be had here. I know the Tua injury is the story from last night, but there is a division race here between the Bills and the Dolphins. And if they have to play games without Tua, didn't like what I saw after he went out.
He made a couple throws.
I think
the consistency of it as the game went on, and the interception was pretty bad at the end, the miscommunication there, right? There was an interception that happened. He made a few throws, but the consistency of it throughout a whole game, I agree with you. Also, Xavien Howard went out of the game. Remember, he was also banged up. He was injured going into the Bills game a little bit.
Yeah.
He winds up going out of the game with the groin, maybe. He had something wrapped. He didn't play. And when he was in there, I don't know if you noticed this, they went after him. The Bengals targeted Xavien Howard thinking, okay, he's a little banged up. We're going to go after him. So you got a lot of guys banged up here. Now, aside from Tua, we're talking about a 10-day rest period here before they get ready for their next game. They got some guys they have to kind of...
Yeah,
some of their bigger players here, they do not have the depth like the Bills have.
That game last night was big. Remember, we talked about this yesterday for tiebreaker purposes too.
Yeah,
if there's a tie down the road between the Bills and the Dolphins in the division at the end of the season, the Bills won't have an advantage on the first tiebreaker, which is head to head, because the best they can do is 1-1. The second tiebreaker is in division record, and right now seems like a pretty realistic chance that both Miami and the Bills sweep both the Jets and the Patriots. So then what's the third tiebreaker? Common games. And Cincinnati's a common game. And if the Bills beat the Ravens on Sunday, that matches that the Dolphins, they beat the Ravens earlier. And now, a loss to Cincinnati, just, you know, this is way down the road. We don't got to worry about this yet. But if Miami keeps pace, and there's still a division race going down in Week 17, then we might look back on last night's game going into that. Is it a Monday night game in Cincy, Week 17?
Yes.
We might be going into that game
after New Year's.
We might be going to that game thinking, man, good thing the Bengals beat the Dolphins, because now we beat them and we have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the last couple of years going back to games that mattered early in the season, and you know they might matter, and then you get to the end of the year and you're like, yeah, that game really mattered.
Did the Bengals impress you last night?
Not super impressive, no. I mean,
Me neither. They were okay.
I know, right?
It looks like Miami's coaching staff is light years beyond Cincinnati's. They don't do any of this pre-snap motion stuff. They don't scheme guys open. Their guys get open because they're so incredible.
Right.
But I don't think I'm not a big fan of that coach. Not a big fan of Zach Taylor.
I'm not either. Yeah. I'm not either. I've said I think that, you know, I got to see both him and Steely. And I guess, I mean, Taylor did win last year. He beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Give him all the credit. But yeah. I think they've earned a lot of praise for a lot of reasons, and they're young guys, and that's fine. You know, I want to see the consistency more often from these guys. That's what I want to see. And right now we haven't seen it. Now, look, I will tell you, the Bengals, even though it was the Steelers who aren't very good and the Cowboys who aren't very good, their two losses came on the last play of the game, essentially.
Yeah.
And then they've won two games since then. So they're still a good team. I'm not as convinced as everybody else seems to be that the Ravens are just going to walk away with the North. I don't think that. I think the Bengals are clearly in this mix. I think the Browns are in this mix.
Yeah. The Bengals and Ravens play next week.
Ooh.
Feels like it should be a primetime game.
And the Bengals have a 3-day rest advantage here.
Yes.
Right? With the Bills playing the Ravens, obviously, on Sunday.
Oh, that's Sunday night next week, actually. Sunday night football next week is Bengals at Ravens.
You just said, at Ravens.
Bengals at Ravens.
You just called it. You said it should be a primetime game.
Yep.
The weather for the Bills and Ravens game does not look great, but we're going to get with Patrick Hamer. I've heard and read everything from, you know what? Yeah, I might get some light rain, to it's going to monsoon. I've heard everything in between. I have no idea what to expect. Hammer's going to let us know. But I will ask you this about Buffalo weather. This morning, I woke up.
Yeah.
It's chilly. It's cold.
Yeah.
So we ask Alexa at the house, what's the temperature? And she comes out and she says, currently it is 39 degrees. And I'm like, oh my God. And then she says,
39.
Expect a high today of 65.
That's a big swing.
Okay, so do you dress for what it is or what it's going to be? Because now I have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
When I leave the house, am I dressing for 39 or am I dressing for 65?
I go half and half if I can cop out. I'm wearing, right now, I'm wearing shorts. So I
Me too.
I left the house today at 5:20 in the morning.
Okay.
And
it was even probably lower than 39
It might have been. It probably was in the 30s. It definitely would have been. I had shorts on. So there was
Me
10
too.
Seconds of walking to my car where I was wearing shorts. But I did have the hoodie. Because, you know, when I get out, like, I just take the hoodie off and I'm wearing shorts and t-shirt. 65, though, you usually keep the hoodie on anyway.
Yeah, I have a quarter zip on. It's a long sleeve quarter zip. I think I found that I generally dress for how it's going to be, not how it is.
Okay.
I will take into account how it is.
I usually would do the same thing.
By bringing something extra. Like, okay, it's a little chilly. I'll put a hoodie on now. I'll take it off later.
Right.
But the bottom part, especially, whether it's shorts or jeans or long pants, I'm generally not caring about what it is.
Yeah.
I am caring about what it's going to be.
If you dress for how it is, like, you would have showed up to work today like we're in a parka. We're in a parka and a winter hat. Can you imagine that? It's still September, right? Like, even because of the month it is. Like, it's September, right? Even though I'll be a little cold, I gotta do it. Or not do it. I'll be golfing a little bit later on, too. This is... I know I'll ask Pat a little bit about this later, but the next week, if you thought golf season was over, one last hurrah. The next 7 days...
Oh, yeah.
You could golf every day. Well, at least for weather. Most people
when are you golfing?
I'll be golfing today, you know, just after 2 o'clock. So 60s.
I think I'm scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay.
Like, Tuesday is the day that, you know, you're doing the show, I'm off. Haven't had, like, a lot because of when the Bills play on Sunday, that's how it works.
Yes.
And I always used to say, I try to play every Tuesday until the weather turns. I haven't been able to do that this year with the funky schedule with the team.
Yeah.
So now I am actually kind of planning on playing on Tuesday. It should be dry. Should be nice.
Well, good for you.
I just hope it's going to be really nice for the Steelers home game on Sunday the following week.
This couldn't have been a home game. This Sunday couldn't have been a home game. It would have been beautiful. Beautiful. I have not looked at next Sunday's game for weather-wise, and you know what? I'm not going to. I'm going to wait for Pat to tell me in the next hour.
803-0550. We are still awaiting Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We will ask him about some of the players on the injury report, if anybody is declared out for this game. I think the big kind of question and concern is Gabe Davis here because of his status changing yesterday. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, going from limited to DNP, did not practice, does that mean there's a setback? Does that mean that there's something to be concerned that he won't be able to play? Maybe he comes out and declares him out. Maybe he says, no, we'll find out today. My anticipation is generally with the guys who are limited, what he usually tells us is, we'll see how it goes today, we'll make a determination later today and then into tomorrow. That's generally what's going to happen. But that's the one I'm looking at. I don't think anybody expects it to be Benford, Kumaro, or Jordan Phillips playing. I think those are the guys, the other guys that didn't practice yesterday, I don't think anybody's expecting them to practice. But I think Gabe Davis, that's a big one. Like, that could really impact the offense, obviously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.